from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news.
It is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia welcomes the opening of Strait of Hormuz to shipping, and Bappenas ensures soybean supply is sufficient for tofu and tempeh producers. Here is the complete details. The Indonesian government welcomed Iran's announcement to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to international commercial shipping as a sign of easing geopolitical tensions. The move is viewed as a positive signal for the stabilization of global energy supplies and the recovery of international trade. Spokesperson for the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Dwi Anggia, said in a statement that the decision provides certainty for energy distribution channels that were previously disrupted by geopolitical dynamics. Indonesia had already anticipated various scenarios of global supply disruption by strengthening national stocks and diversifying energy sources. The National Food Agency, or Bappenas, ensures the availability of soybean supplies for tofu and tempeh producers to maintain business continuity and product affordability. The Principal Secretary of Bappenas, Sarwo Edi, confirmed in a statement on Saturday that soybean supplies from both imported and domestic sources are projected to remain at a safe level until the end of April 2026. The government is constantly monitoring the adequacy of supplies as more than 90% of national soybean needs come from tofu and tempeh producers. Next news is coming from Indonesia and Austria seek to expand education research ties. The Indonesian Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology and the Austrian Embassy in Jakarta are exploring opportunities to strengthen collaboration in research and higher education. During a meeting in Jakarta on Thursday, both sides discussed enhancing existing programs including student and faculty exchanges, scholarship initiatives, and university partnerships. Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Brian Yuliarto emphasized on Saturday that the strategic role of higher education in supporting national priority agendas, particularly in advancing downstreaming, industrialization, and key sectors such as sustainable energy. Let's moving on to our next news, where the Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology, and the Ministry of Environment are pushing for joint efforts among central authorities, local governments, and private sectors in implementing technology-based waste management. Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Brian Yuliarto said in a statement on Saturday that waste management must be driven by a more efficient and sustainable approach with the participation of the private sector to ensure the system has economic value and can sustain itself. Deputy Minister of Environment Dias Hendro Piriono also emphasized the urgency of accelerating waste management, particularly in dense urban areas. Indonesia has formally welcomed the recently brokered ceasefire between Lebanon and Israel, expressing hope that the temporary truce will evolve into a lasting peace agreement. Ministry spokesperson Fuad Nabil A. Mulakhela stated on Saturday that Indonesia is closely monitoring diplomatic developments following the cessation of hostilities. The ministry emphasized the need for urgent, concrete measures to prevent further loss of life and to address the deteriorating humanitarian crisis in the region. Indonesia appealed to all combatants to adhere strictly to international law, specifically international humanitarian law, and to prioritize the safety of non-combatants. Next news is on the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs, Kemkomdigi, has removed more than 4 million pieces of negative content between October 20, 2024 and April 15, 2026. This extensive enforcement campaign is part of a national effort to shield the public from illegal and harmful online material. Director General of Digital Space Oversight Alexander Sabar stated in a statement on Saturday that the ministry noted that it is deepening its collaboration with industry stakeholders and sectoral associations to ensure the digital ecosystem remains both productive and law-abiding. The government's aggressive stance against negative content, particularly regarding intellectual property IP rights, has been praised by the Indonesian Video Streaming Association, AVISI. Let's moving on to Prabowo urged regional house speakers to unite for nation building. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto urged speakers of the Regional House of Representatives, DPRD, nationwide to unite as a fellow citizens to build the nation, despite differences in regional origin, ethnicity, and political affiliation. He delivered the message to 503 DPRD chairs during a retreat organized by National Resilience Institute at the Military Academy, or AKMIL, in Magelang, Central Java, on Saturday. A total of 503 DPRD chairs are participating in a series of leadership briefings as part of the program, which aims to strengthen the role of regional legislative leaders in supporting national development. Last but not least, we have news from Lebanon, where Indonesia expresses condolences for the death of French UNIFIL peacekeeper. Indonesia expressed condolences to France following the death of a UN interim force in Lebanon UNIFIL peacekeeper in an incident on April 18, 2026. In an official statement on X on Sunday, the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs described the attack, which occurred amid a 10-day ceasefire, as unacceptable. The ministry stressed that ongoing negotiations and the ceasefire must be fully respected and not violated through acts of violence. Such actions risk further escalation and endanger personnel on the ground. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here is quote of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Temukan apa arti di balik cerita. Hati ini terasa berbunga-bunga. Melayang terbuai asmara. Adakah satu arti di balik tatapan? Tersipu malu akan sebuah senyuman, membuat suasana menjadi nyata.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop, and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or push cart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food, and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Meski harus terluka karena ku terlalu mengenal hatimu, aku telah merasa dari awal pertama kau takkan bisa lama berpaling darinya.
Ternyata hatiku benar, cintamu hanyalah sekedar untuk sementara. Akhirnya kita harus memilih satu yang pasti, mana mungkin terus jalani cinta begini. Karena cinta tak akan ingkari, takkan terbagi, kembalilah pada dirinya, biar ku yang mengalah, aku terima.
Terima bila terus tak setia mengkhianati dia, menduakan cinta.
Ternyata hatiku benar, cintamu hanyalah sekedar sementara.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
The history of the rich culture of Indonesia dates back to the Megalithic era, a ritual of a strong warrior that shows maturity, power, strength, and pride. More than just a physical ritual challenge, but also a sign of value, culture, and respect, this is Indonesia Lompat Batu Nias. Lompat Batu Nias, or stone jumping tradition from Nias Island, Indonesia, is a traditional practice specifically for young men of the Nias people, historically used as a rite of passage into adulthood. A success of jumping over the specially constructed stones indicates that the youth has achieved physical maturity, bravery, and readiness to take on societal responsibilities, including marriages and historically military role. The young people starting around ages 7 until 10, boys undergo physical training, gradually increasing jump heights to develop strength, agility, and technique. Mental preparation, including focus and overcoming fear, is equally emphasized in this one. The ritual process, which is the stone jump, is the key challenge. It is a stacked stone structure averaging 2 meters in height and 40 until 60 centimeters in thickness, sometimes shaped like a pyramidal monument with a flat top. The young man must clear it in a single jump without touching the top, ensuring a controlled landing, and those who succeed are celebrated by the community, and they are formally recognized as a man capable of adult responsibilities, symbolizing courage, power, discipline, and social maturity. Families may hold a festive in honor of the achievement. And that's all about Lompat Batu Nias. I'm Gatan from The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesia.
Greeting like Indonesian. Selamat pagi. Good morning. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat sore. Good afternoon. Selamat siang is used from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Selamat sore is used from 3 to 6 p.m. Selamat malam. Good evening. Selamat tidur. Good night.
Indonesia.
listener, here is the Woman of Indonesia, a special series to celebrate and commemorate the Kartini Day and the amazing role of women in Indonesia. And today, we will talk about Karina Jo. Karina Citra Dewi Jo, or simply known as Karina Jo, is an Indonesian scientist and researcher recognized for her pivotal role in the development of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. Karina Jo is known for her contribution to the development of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. She played an important role in enabling the vaccine to be produced and distributed globally, helping many countries respond to the pandemic. On April 21, 1989, Karina Citra Dewi Jo was born in Jakarta, Indonesia. From a young age, she showed strong academic ability and a deep interest in science, especially biotechnology. Karina Jo spent her early academic years showing strong interest in science, particularly in biotechnology. She completed her education at a young age through an accelerated program before continuing her studies abroad. Karina pursued biotechnology at the University of Hong Kong, where she developed her scientific foundation and later continued her postgraduate studies in Australia, strengthening her expertise in research and innovation. She continued her scientific career internationally and later joined the Jenner Institute at the University of Oxford. There, she became part of a team developing vaccine and contributed significantly to the production process of the COVID-19 vaccine during the global pandemic. Karina Jo began her international scientific career by working in several research institutions, where she developed her expertise in biotechnology and vaccine production. She later joined the Jenner Institute at the University of Oxford, where she became part of a team working on vaccine development. In her scientific career, she became part of global efforts in developing and producing vaccines, contributing to international collaboration in addressing the COVID-19 pandemic. What made her particularly remarkable was that she was involved in one of the most important global health efforts at the relatively young age, contributing to the development of a widely used COVID-19 vaccine. Through her work, she played a crucial role in supporting global health responses during the pandemic, contributing to vaccine production that helped many countries manage the crisis. In her scientific role, Karina Jo became part of a global efforts in addressing one of the biggest health crises in modern history. She contributed to the development and production of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, which played an important role in helping countries respond to the pandemic. Her dedication and expertise have been widely recognized as she contributed to a vaccine that was distributed globally and used by many countries. Through her work, she supported international collaboration in science and public health, especially during a critical time when the world was facing a pandemic. For her contribution to global health and scientific innovation, Karina Jo has been recognized as one of the Indonesian figures who made a significant impact during the COVID-19 pandemic, marking her role in one of the most important global health efforts in recent history. From her journey in science, we can understand that Karina Jo represents dedication, innovation, and a strong commitment to global health and scientific collaboration in addressing worldwide challenges. Listener, that is today's episode of Women of Indonesia about Karina Jo. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku mengingatmu.
listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today I play you a song called Hujan Gerimis or Drizzle by Orkes Keroncong by Tuan Gembira. This song was originally sung by the iconic Jakarta-born singer Benyamin Sueb and was released in the early 1970s under Gema Nada Pertiwi record label. Written by Benyamin Sueb and later performed along with Ida Royani, Hujan Gerimis has been available on digital platforms since March 26, 2019. By combining simple and humorous lyrics, the song explores themes of love and matchmaking. It encourages listeners not to dwell on sadness, but to find a new love if their partner leaves. Well, listener, here is the version of Hujan Gerimis by Orkes Keroncong and Tuan Gembira. Happy listening!
Of Indonesia.
Kau kasihku, manisku, sayangku. Kau kasihku, manisku, sayangku.
Sayang apa? sahabat di dada. Awal pertama jumpa, lembut manis tatapanmu. Oh yeah, ingin rasanya kau datang padaku.
Voice of Indonesia.
titik bintang untuk kau simpan. Cahayanya tenang, berikan kau perlindungan sebagai pengingat teman, juga sebagai jawaban semua tantangan. Ku petik bintang untuk kau simpan. Cahayanya tenang.
VOI listener, that's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at VOI_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.